on a number of levels, it's concerning and would concern residents around and near the park that people were wandering around the park late at night, mindlessly destroying things for no reason at all, apart from, you know, a bit of thrill seeking. So it's disappointing to see this happen. You know, were they out as a group, probably from different families and all this sort of stuff? So straight away, all the COVID security has been ignored, and people just carrying on like it doesn't matter to them, like they're somehow miraculously immune from everything. So on a number of levels, it's concerning. Whilst the overall cost might not be massive, things like this, they all add up, because it's, you know, belongs to the council, district council. The money's got to be found from taxpayers to pay for, you know, any remedial works that need to be done.